Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. If you're a teacher or a parent and you've had something really funny or embarrassing or just like... oh, wow.
It's just a whole new world. It's things you never thought you would be doing, having your kids at home schooling. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you thought they might go back, and now you have to like make honest to God full on school.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers have to do full on school with things that they've never used before. Mm-hmm. It's rife with comedy.
We're all humans going through it.
617-931-1234. If you want to make a confession, if you want to do it anonymously, that's fine too. I have Bethany. She's like, nope, I will give you my name. Bethany's from Mansfield. You have a 3-year-old, right?
Yeah, so she just turned 3 in April.
Okay.
Wow.
So we've been trying really hard over the last few months to potty train her. Mm-hmm. And she's done pretty well. You know, the last like 2 months have been pretty good. We finally put her in underwear and said, all right, we're done with pull-ups. We're just going to do it. And she's been pretty good. But, you know, as soon as you're at the park or out somewhere and there's not a bathroom. So when we've been at the park, we've been like, okay, just, you know, go find a tree, pee behind the tree, fine.
Love it.
So yesterday, my husband walked in the door. They're at in-person school right now. He walked in with a little, like, plastic shopping bag and looked at me, and I said, what happened? So Lily said, I had to go poop when we were outside playing, so I pooped behind a tree. And I said, what? And she said, I pretended... yeah, she was like, I just wanted to pretend that I was an animal like I do at the park, like you let me. And I told my teacher that you let me pee outside at our house. And I was like, oh, awesome.
Oh,
so what was in the bag?
Her underwear.
Dirty underwear.
I put it in the trash.
I was wondering if they made them take them the poop like you would with the dog owner. This is your poop. Take it home and put it away.
I think it was her pants and undies, and I just put them in the trash.
Oh,
I didn't even open the bag.
Hey, listen. You taught Lily, and
you
Lily
did.
And Lily.
Lily learned.
Lily did the deed.
She'll be able to go on any road trip. Maybe just tell her not at school.
Thank you, Bethany. We appreciate that. I love these.
That might be the best thing I've ever heard.
Pretty good.
Like an animal.
All right, let me grab. Let's see. I believe.
Oh, my stomach.
Uh oh. I think we have a no pants sighting. This is Stephanie from Mansfield. What happened?
Well, my middle son, I was getting ready for work, and I walked behind him while he was on his classroom Zoom call with no pants on because I was going to get my pants to work.
Stephanie. This is just, I don't even know.
This is a year of bathrobes, I feel. We just really need to work on the bathrobes.
Did you have any undergarments on?
Yes, I did have the undergarments on.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
It's like the whole thing makes me feel weird because we just weren't people. Like when I grew up, it just wasn't like that. Like
right.
I had clothes on all the time.
Right.
And I know now I'll go naked like pretty much anywhere. But like just, I just, my palms are sweaty.
But you know her, like she's getting ready for work in the morning. She's firing through. She's not thinking about having pants on. And then all of a sudden her son's like, that's my mom's butt in the back.
What grade is your son in?
He started 11th grade this year.
Oh, it was all juniors.
He needs to move.
We don't mean to laugh at all.
Oh, no, I'm laughing.
I know you're doing
so
your best.
So laughing.
You're doing your best.
Dude, your mom, man. Look at that. Look at your mom, man.
Oh,
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Boys in 11th grade have no couth whatsoever.
No.
Boys don't have couth ever. Period. Yeah. Full stop.
I was going to say 11th grade.
Thanks for sharing the story.
And they never stop eating either. Yeah.
Bathrobe. Bathrobe. Did you get a bathrobe? You got a bathrobe.
Thanks for calling in, Stephanie. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, we have somebody who would like to remain anonymous and is a teacher, and you have a confession. What happened?
Hi. So I'm a teacher at a school in remote learning in the spring last year. I was recording a video for my students, but I was living at home at the time. Both of my parents were also doing some Zoom stuff, so I decided to go in my room, and I made a makeshift chair with a suitcase. And about 15 minutes into the video, surprisingly, but not, the suitcase fell over in the middle of the recording, and I fell over as well. But it made for a pretty funny video for my students, and they thought it was pretty entertaining when I showed them the next day.
I love that you saved it and you went with it.
Yeah, you're a champ.
That's amazing.
I actually sent it to you guys on Instagram if anyone wants to take a look.
Oh yes, definitely want to see that. Thanks for the heads up.
But yeah, so
good story.
But I feel bad for the woman who's having a hard time before me. It is a lot, but luckily my district's been very supportive and the parents have been great. And today's the first day that I get to see my students. So I'm really excited.
Yay!
Super cool. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, we have another person here for a confession. I believe they want to remain anonymous. You teach high school, is that correct?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I teach students, and yesterday was our first day in person, but we still have some of our students that are remote.
Okay.
Because their family's choosing that. And we were told that we were going to be given iPads so that our students that are remote can still see the whole class. When in the morning I was not given an iPad, but by the afternoon I was given my iPad. But because I had no tripod, because those are all on back order, my student could only see the ceiling.
Well, you know what? This is when you need to adapt and overcome. Just put a fun poster up there, something to look at like you're at the dentist office.
You waving down from the ceiling. Hey, guys, it's me.
There's so many things I didn't think of. And I said this to Kennedy earlier. You know, my son's teacher, he is a very demonstrative teacher, I'm learning. He likes to stand up. He walks around the class. He's moving his hands around a lot. But, of course, his computer doesn't move. So he can't move.
Right.
He can't, like, walk around the classroom. He can't show things on the walls. He just has to sit there. And it's like you can just see he wants to be, like, up and, you know, and full of life.
You need a camera, like, in the back with a wide-angle lens.
Yes. Fish eye. Get the fish eye.
It's a funny moment, but hopefully we'll get our tripods soon.
You'll get there. I believe in you.
Well, have a great day. Thank you.
617-931-1234.
Thanks
all morning
for that video.
Long.
Just thanks for the video. I'm sorry we can't share it with you guys,
video.
But holy crap.
We can't share it because she wants to remain anonymous.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to ask her.
Ask if we can share it because it's super funny.
It's iconic. I think she'd be okay.
No, she would be a TikTok star if she put that on TikTok.
We're going to make her go viral. Are you kidding me?
All right. If you want to share a confession and you want to remain anonymous, or you want to give us your name, whatever. Well, if you're a parent or a teacher.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes, the remote learning and the first days back this year are just something special.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.